Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Corey should apologize. He knows better. There's not a racist bone in my body. I've been involved in civil rights my whole career. Period. Period. Period.
Period. Period. Period.
Period.
Uncle Joe, creepy Uncle Joe, crazy Uncle Joe, sleepy Uncle Joe, whatever you want to call him, he's on the defensive this morning now because apparently on Juneteenth he committed a grievous sin of saying that at one point in his life he was able to work with people he disagreed with who at the time were in favor of segregation. Now I'm guessing that he was referring to a fellow Democrat because they're the ones that voted en masse against the civil rights movement, not Republicans. But regardless, that today is an unforgivable sin, particularly on a day when the United States Congress was discussing how many billions of your tax dollars that they now want to pay out in guilt money for reparations. That's how ludicrous this entire politically correct movement has become. So Joe Biden is, Cory Booker came out and said that Joe Biden should apologize for his comments. That he remembered years ago the civility of the 70s and 80s when he worked with people like the late Senator James Eastland from Mississippi and Herman Talmadge from Georgia, both of whom were Democrats. Let me point out that's the top story this morning on the major news networks is Joe Biden has been called on to apologize. Well, why? Because Cory Booker wants his numbers. Cory Booker needs Joe Biden's numbers to fall. So, of course, they're attacking him over this. Listen, I'm not defending Joe Biden. Biden's got big problems. Joe Biden's other three attempts to run for president failed because he stands up and he tells half-truths all the time, right? And he got called out for it. Joe Biden famously said that he marched in the civil rights movement back in 1987, which I guess we should point out never happened, but Joe claimed that it did. You remember this?
Rights movement. I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
So he was defending there in 87 the fact that he said he marched for civil rights. Well, he didn't march for civil rights like Charlton Heston marched for civil rights, but he was in spirit with them. So that was the excuse that he used at the time. So this is old hat for Biden. I mean, give me a break. Anyway, I'll let you listen to Booker and some of the others that are attacking him this morning. It's kind of fun to watch this circular firing squad that's going on the left. Meanwhile, the president raised about $25 million in 24 hours, just so you know.
Wow.
There's an enthusiasm gap there that the people in this country just don't want to acknowledge or recognize between the two parties this year. So you can talk polls all you want, but I'll talk cold, hard cash.
You know what else the president's camp is really good at? Asking for money, and not in like a slimy way. Mm-hmm. But I get text messages all the time that are like, President Trump needs your money. I'm like, well, that's ironic. But like, they're very encouraging. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't send anything. But I'm like, that's an easy way to just like, it's right there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm totally into what you're saying. I could do that. Like they've got a good strategy going for
it. It's an unbelievable machine.
Yes.
Because from like the day after his election or very shortly thereafter, you would get emails and text messages encouraging you, win dinner with the president, the president will invite you to such and such event. If you win, people who donate in the next 24 hours will have their name put into a drawing. And I mean, it's just, it's been nonstop for 2.5 years. So very, very smart on the way that they've run that over the years. Hey, good Thursday morning to you. It's going to be a great day. We've all been up very early this morning, as we are every day, Monday through Friday. But tonight we're going to be up late because our inaugural speaker series, summer speaker series, happening tonight out at the Scheidegger Center at Lindenwood University.
So it's well worth it.
The good news is, you know, you're weighing your options. You could go to the Cardinals game, or you could go listen to Jim Carafano and Hans von Spakovsky and us. All the members of the morning crew will be there. Other folks from 97.1. I think Chris Arps is going to come out tonight. Sure, Jeff Allen will be there. Lots of folks will be out there, and we're going to have a great time. It's going to be like ripping the headlines right off the front page, because we've got a U.S. drone has been shot down by Iran in international airspace. So there are going to be some serious discussions over the next 24, 48 hours as to how the U.S. reacts to that. We will have Jim Carafano here in studio later, and of course tonight at the Scheidegger Center, and he is one of the foremost experts in the country right now in some of these foreign policy challenges that we face around the globe. North Korea, Iran, the immigration problem in Central America. I mean, he's just on top of all of this, and we're going to be able to tap into that knowledge tonight. So I'm looking forward to getting him out there. Hans von Spakovsky will be there. It's not too late for you to go. It's 6:30 or the doors open. It starts at 7. Everybody, you'll hear from Jim, you'll hear from Hans, and then we're going to take questions from the audience, and they're going to hang around afterwards to shake hands. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Just go to the website, fun. Though, to get tickets. So you have to go to the events tab, 971talk.com, and we're not charging for them, but we need to know that you're coming. Hundreds of people of your closest friends, hundreds of your fellow conservatives are going. Why aren't you? That's the question
Absolutely.
You should ask yourself.
We'll be there to hang out. It's going to be a good night.
Yes.
It's going to be a really good night.
Absolutely. Lots of caffeine. We'll have lots of caffeine in us by then. That's for sure. Good.
Yes,
Hey, coming up, Tim Jones is going to join us. He's been out gallivanting around the country, and we're gonna check in with him coming up. Willie Nelson tickets to give away today. Next week, we're giving away tickets to see Buddy Holly. I know he hasn't been with us for a while now, but apparently he's making a comeback.
Magic.
What in the hell's diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
How fitting that I played that today, given what happened yesterday in the United States Congress. Did you see any of the coverage of this reparations hearing? How do you feel about that? I'd love to know. 314-241-9797. They held a dog and pony show in the United States Congress yesterday on Juneteenth, obviously the celebration of the Emancipation Proclamation, the anniversary of it. And people seriously sat in front of a congressional committee and lobbied for a bill that would not allocate funding immediately, but basically would set up a committee to look at the issue of reparations. Now, I'm guessing, because the Democrats control the committee, it'll get voted out of there, and then it's going to go to a vote of the full House, and the full House has enough votes to pass this. It'll never go anywhere in the Senate. McConnell has declared it DOA. But some very otherwise serious folks got up yesterday and argued that, well, listen, I'll let you listen to Cory Booker on this. This is cut number 6, please.
And so we as a nation have not yet truly acknowledged and grappled with racism and white supremacy that has tainted this country's founding and continues to persist in those deep racial disparities and inequalities today. This is a very important hearing. It is historic.
That's interesting, Corey, because my take on that would be that about 600,000 people died back in the 1850s to right this wrong. That existed before America existed, And it took us a while to get it right, but it's been a long time. Nobody who's drawing breath today was ever a slave. And nobody who's drawing breath today ever owned a slave in this country. And yet today we're told we need to potentially spend billions of taxpayer dollars to give refunds because you're unhappy with something that happened to your ancestors that I had no control over. I don't get this. This is nonsensical. And you know, for the most part, that was the reaction. Yesterday at this meeting, any Republican that dared to disagree was referred to as a devil. Go to cut eight, please.
People want to talk ugly about Democrats. People change their ideologies. So the Democrats were the devil once upon a time. There were these groups called the Red Shirts, which were the Klan. They were Democrats. However, the Republicans took that over. They became the devil. And I'm just saying.
Louie Gohmert got heckled yesterday at this event. Go to cut number seven.
So it is important that we know our history and we not punish people today for the sins of their predecessors in the Democratic Party. But I just stated all facts.
Yeah. I can't wrap my brain around why suddenly somebody thinks that's not fair. It's the whole Barack Obama approach of this isn't fair.
This isn't fair.
You've got something that I don't, and therefore you need to share whatever it is that you've got that clearly has been building up in an account since 1776. And my ancestors didn't have access to that. So, I mean, it's nonsense. The issue here is generational wealth. The argument is because people were deprived of X 100 years ago, their ancestors didn't have a chance to build the generational wealth that other people have. So therefore, to taxpayers today are responsible for soothing your hurt feelings for something that happened 100 years ago. That horse don't run. I'm sorry about that. Let me get to David here on line three. David, what say you?
Hello, Mark. You know, I think that the difference is, you know, the reparations paying out to individuals, you know, you have no idea where that money is going to end up going or if it's going to even better their opportunities or chances. Whereas I think if they took monies and rebuilt the inner cities, the education, to be able to lift the people or to build jobs in the inner cities to be able to lift the, you know, people will do a lot better than just paying out funds. And then when you go, how do you decide who you're going to pay the monies to? Because there were also black slave owners during the Civil War. And then there were also whites that fought deeply to protect and to help and to move those people northern. So to punish people today for what happened so long ago that was, you know, horrific, isn't going to do anything. I think the deal is you have to lift the people up through education and through job opportunity.
Yeah,
but then
you.
I hate to see the government involved in that because that never works either.
Never works out, David. And thank you for your point on that. Let me get to Edward here on line two. Edward, what say you? Edward, are you there? Did it sound like Edward hung up on me? It did sound like Edward hung up on me.
Did.
I wanted to let him have an opportunity to speak there. Listen to Burgess Owens, cut number nine, former NFL star. He testified yesterday, and people were viscerally angry at him because he's a black man who disagrees with him. Listen.
How about a Democratic Party pay for all the misery brought to my race, and those, after we learn our history, decide to stay there, they should pay also. They're complicit. And every white American, Republican or Democrat, that feels guilty because of your white skin, you should need to pony up also.
Yeah, they were not happy with him at all. Now, here's the thing about it. It's some people aren't calling for monetary, you know, they're calling for new government programs or whatever the case may be. But if you think that this bill would ever become reality under if Democrats controlled both houses of Congress and the president, and it didn't include somebody getting a check, I got some beautiful swampland in Florida I'll sell you as beachfront property. Because that's exactly what this is about. This is about somebody getting paid. Or they wouldn't be having the conversation 150 years later. It's just ludicrous.
There is a very clear academic consensus on what constitutes a concentration camp, and that is the mass detention of a community of people without a trial or due process. I think it's pretty universally and non-controversial to say that the administration is doing exactly that and meets the academic requirement for what a concentration camp is.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Tim Jones, good morning, my friend. How you doing? Do I have Tim? Okay. I'm not quite sure what I've done here, but his...
Hello, Tim.
Tim, are you there? I know I tried it. I answered it. I answered that call.
Did it say Tim Jones up there yet? Was maybe Zach on the phone with him, too?
I don't know.
Zach's on the phone right now.
Yeah, I think we might have just jumped the gun on that.
Well, what exactly do I do about that?
I'm not sure.
Hang up on him or what here? So we got... by the way, we got a new phone system in the studio, and... I don't know if I skipped that training session or what. I'm guessing that's altogether possible, but now I'm trying to figure out why there's a big red circle with a slash on it through the phone line that says that it's Tim Jones. Can you explain that to me? No idea?
Well, so we have caller ID now. You've got to look at the screen to see Tim Jones, and that's not up there yet. So what I think is happening is that Zach's on the phone with him still.
Hey, Zach, you want to wrap that up? We're in the middle of the show here. Come on, Dave.
He says trying for Tim. He's not kidding.
Oh, he's calling him. I see what's going on there. You don't think Tim Jones is blowing us off, do you?
No, nope. That's not his style.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm sure he's out hard at work today somewhere. Probably golfing. Isn't he golfing somewhere?
I hope so. That sounds nice.
Yeah. He did mention, didn't he mention that he was going to the Lake of the Ozarks today?
Yeah, he's doing something with the fire chiefs.
He's probably already on the golf course. He's probably teeing off somewhere at the lake this morning. We'll keep that in mind for future reference. I'm sure we'll get him on here in a few minutes. By the way, if you listen to that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez bite there off the top, it was her trying to explain what she meant when she referred to the detention centers for the Border Patrol along the border as being like concentration camps. Now, what we already know about Alexandria is that she doesn't have any historical context for anything stored between her ears. We've picked up on that over that. She had no idea what a garbage disposal was. She's confused about a lot of things like basic economics. This doesn't seem to resonate with her at all. But this one carried it a little too far. She referred to these as concentration camps. A number of people, including the folks on Fox the other day, my friend Bill Himmer said that she owed an apology to Jewish people everywhere for her comments. And I mean, I think that I think he's absolutely right. Nancy Pelosi refused to condemn what she said about this because, and this is, you talk about the height of hypocrisy. I want you to listen to cut number two.
That while the Republicans have no interest in holding the president accountable for his words, they will misrepresent anything that you say just if you have one word in the sentence that they can exploit.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
What a horrible woman she is.
And that explanation doesn't make any sense because she doubled down on it.
Nancy Pelosi saying they will misrepresent anything and find one word they can exploit.
Mm-hmm. The word she's used over and over again. She didn't back down. She tweeted about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you have it.
Nancy.
I believe that somewhere on maybe the second tee box down at Port of Chima at the Lake of the Ozarks, we've discovered Speaker Tim Jones down there somewhere. Tim, are you with us?
Hey, Mark. Good morning. No, I'm
Haven't left the area yet. I was out cleaning the irons, you know.
We're just giving you a hard time, Tim, because we understand that, you know, there may be some potential golf in your future, and I assume maybe you're already out there.
Well, you know, I would take you with me, but you're busy tonight. Well,
yeah, yes. We're a little tied up at the Scheidegger Center. Thank you, my friend.
And you know, I have to say, Mark, I am actually really bummed. I have this, I have a prior engagement. I have to go down to the lake for it. It's something I do for my good friend Chief Greg Brown every year.
Nice.
It's an annual event that it's one of my old legacy things. Back from my lawyering days, it has to do with the Association for Fire Chiefs and board members and things like that. And I tried to get out of it, but Chief Greg Brown begged and pleaded, so I help him out. But every time J.J. Carafano comes into town, I'm not here. I'm starting to get a complex about it. But I really want to urge people to go tonight because I think he and Hans are two of the most brilliant people walking the planet right now, and I mean that in all seriousness, Mark. And you're really, I think it's really awesome, and you're blessed to have them on every week because, boy, they do things in such a way that's not about politics to them. It really is about policy and what's best for the country, and that's really their first priority.
Well said. Please tell Chief Greg Brown. I know a few years ago he invited me to speak at this event at the lake, and my invitation's been missing recently, but.
We can reinstitute that invitation. So next year you don't have a big, very important event to be at, and I'll make sure you get down there with us.
It seems like it was on a weekend the last time, wasn't it?
It runs Friday, Saturday, but there's always we have to be down there. We start, you know those fire guys, they like to start off at crack of dawn, you know, on Friday morning. That's why we have to go down on Thursday.
Sure. Well, tea times start early at the lake. I understand that. So. Yes. You tell Chief Brown to have fun. I'm sure he will this weekend.
We have to explore the green file almost every day.
Sure. Tim, you know, before we move on to the fact that the president had like a record-breaking fundraising day, the day that he announced his reelection campaign. Before I get to that, because I definitely want to talk about that, I have to talk about what happened in the House yesterday with this hearing on reparations, which, of course, they grandstanded on holding it on June 10th on the anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. But you had very serious folks sitting up there claiming that suddenly, because of the wrongs of our fathers 200 years ago, taxpayers today need to buckle down and pay people for the pain of their ancestors. What was your take on that discussion yesterday?
Yeah, Mark, it's unbelievable. And it's just, we are in, I can't believe it, it's this early, you know, 17, 18 months out, but we are in campaign silly season, as we say, in the business. And Mark, you may have been, I know you've been talking about this this morning. You may have played the clip, or you may have heard it. Did you see our friend Burgess Owens yesterday and what he said about this?
I just played it a few minutes ago. Basically, he was talking about the fact that he wanted some Democrats to ante up too for all of the problems they had caused.
Right. The Democratic Party, and that's the thing, Mark. That these Democrats, and especially the new left wing lunatics, they always throw stones in their own glass houses, don't they? They are the one. They are the party. They are the party of Jim Crow. They are the party of the slavery South. They are the ones that up until the modern day, people like former Senator Byrd, may God rest his soul, but the guy was a racist, and he was Hillary Clinton's mentor. They always want to point the finger at someone else for the guilt and for the actions that they have. I mean, Mark, the idea of reparations, they act like, white Republican males are somehow the only people in the universe that ever practiced slavery. And the truth could not be, you know, further from it. You know, slavery has been, unfortunately, on this planet, on this earth, for centuries. And slavery has been in many different countries, practiced by many different people, not just white people from the United States of America. And so when you're starting down the reparations road, where do you end? You know, how far back do you go? What about other classes of people that were held down by other classes of people? I mean, we could expand this way beyond their narrow vision that they're currently talking about. It all has to do with their proverbial money tree, where all we need to do is promise somebody something in order to buy their votes for the next election. That, Mark, that's what this is all about. They're trying to, once again, utilize a minority class, in this case African Americans, in order to get them all whipped up into a frenzy to try to convince them to vote for a candidate yet to be named later in this election cycle.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I'm glad that that you pointed it out so well. People fail at history all the time. This is it's a pure politics. It's all about 2020 and riling up the base. Yesterday, Biden apparently created some controversy by not talking strongly enough about reparations and suggesting that he liked to work with people on the other side of the aisle. And he's been asked by Cory Booker to apologize for it. Well, no, Biden, he's not going to apologize for it. And they're just using it as a political leverage against Biden because they need to tamp down some of his support.
Well, Mark, and you can see what's happening to Joe Biden, and it's what a lot of us predicted would happen. I don't believe he's going to make it through this primary. You and I talked about this months ago. We said this very exact state of affairs was going to happen. He's got too long of a history of, you know, working with people, of changing his positions, of compromise, and this is the third or fourth time, I think, just in the last 6 months where he has said something nice about somebody that the left has decided is public enemy number one, right? He made a nice comment about Mike Pence, remember, a few months ago.
Sure.
He said things about, he said something at a fundraiser the other night, I think up in Manhattan, about how rich people are not the enemy. Well, whoa, you know, those words are verboten these days in the Socialist Democratic Party. And so he's going to continue to fall into the trap of where he's been over the last 40 years, and that's not as a left-wing liberal democratic socialist. He is one of the old great compromisers. He's right there kind of in the middle, and that's not where this Democratic Party of today
not
is.
Not at all. Tim, I tell you what, are you strapped for time or can you hang on?
No, I can hang on.
Let me put you on hold. I've run over a little bit in this segment because we were trying to track you down on the green this morning.
You need to stick a GPS on me.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll get back to you in just a minute. Speaker Tim Jones there. Let me get to a break, and we'll get back to more on this Trump fundraising coming up. All right, that was President Obama there after learning that Donald Trump raised $25 million in 24 hours for his reelection, Tim Jones. That is record-breaking. Most of these Democrats couldn't raise that in a quarter, let alone 24 hours.
Yeah, but don't you know, Mark, the election's pretty much over. Somebody, we don't know who it's going to be, but they've already beaten Donald Trump. He shouldn't even just bother with the next 17 months. I mean, that's pretty much what the media has told us this week, right? Because they've got something. They've got something really magical. You may have heard of it. They've got polls.
Oh, yes, I've heard of
those. They've got a poll, yeah. Mark, I mean, isn't it amazing? We just went through this, right? We went through this less than 4 years ago with polls that up until, I mean, election eve, Hillary Clinton had it in the bag. There was no way Donald Trump could crack the electoral blue wall. You know, that electoral blue wall that they want to now completely dismantle, right? They want the Electoral College to go away. They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to give reparations. AOC is running around this week comparing the humanitarian crisis on our southern border to Nazi Germany. Let's see, CNN or MSNBC or both of them are calling President Trump Hitler.
Don Lemon said that. Yes.
Don Lemon. Yes, his honor. Mark, it's this. This is just, I mean, just everybody needs to take a deep breath and buckle up, because if this is where the left and their liberal media allies are 17 months out, it's going to get, you know, it's going to be insane by election day. But, Mark, what an incredible kickoff. I mean, I've never seen it in my lifetime. I don't know that anybody's ever seen it in their lifetime where over 100,000 people camp out for 48 hours to see a political figure. I mean, this does not happen in the United States of America. You know, it happens maybe for some of our major, gigantic sporting events or rock concerts, but not for a politician. And that's because Donald Trump continues to not be a politician. He continues to be somebody that Americans from sea to shining sea identify with, because he's not part of the D.C. swamp and the elite. And he continues to buck all of those special interests. And they did not want to show any of those crowds. They don't want to talk about these fundraising numbers because whatever polls they want to dig up and throw around, they know they likely are not true.
What they said yesterday, I won't take credit for it, but I saw somebody tweet out that no Democrat that wasn't holding a guitar could pack a stadium like that. Because you know some of the people and maybe in the music industry could, but that's about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.